for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
Who is this?
I'm a third party, so depending on the company or the charge you're referring to, I would have to have an account up.
Okay, well, I have Spectrum. I just did the Spectrum survey. And before this, for the last couple of months, I've done the Walmart one. And I keep getting, I put in my debit card information for the shipping, and they never send me anything.
Okay, what's that zip code?
It was 7841, but I just recently moved yesterday to a new place.
You said 7841?
Yes.
That's four numbers.
7841? Oh, 7874. Is it 7? No. It's 78. Hold on. It looks like the mail from around here. Oh, 787. Yeah, 78741. Sorry. I forgot the other seven.
Yeah, right. Your first and last name?
Benson Nichols.
Okay. Oh. Has any charges come off your cohort?
I think so. I don't have like access to the.
What's the last four digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
It should be 2837.
Okay. Nicholas. Yes, sir. I don't see that information within our system. I don't think the card information is going through.
Okay. Maybe it's something on the side or something. Can we do it there?
Repeat that.
Yeah, can we do this right here over the phone?
So due to the sensitivity of your card information, I'm not allowed to, continue on. All of us are not allowed to continue on with our customer's purchase.
Oh, okay, because I was trying to just get this taken care of so I can, be able to utilize, or not do it over the site because I thought the site was, like, messing up or something. I think one of them said something about prepaid or something like that. Because I had a prepaid card I tried to use too, and it wasn't letting me use that one. It was prepaid or something. So it was...
Okay.
I'm trying to find my new address here. It should be. Where's my new address? Okay, here. Oh, there it is. All right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I have a new address now, too. I just need.
Did you ever use your new address or anything?
No, I just got it today, or the packet today from my from the property management.
Okay, so yes. Your information is not within our system.
Okay, so it's not 2711 IH35, Austin, Texas, 78841?
No, sir, it's just not within our system.
Okay. All right, yeah, because the new address is 9101 Hawkeye Road. And it's a different zip code. It's 78724.
I can try it. 78724. Let me check and see. Yes, sir. It's not within our system.
Okay. I guess it didn't charge me or anything. I thought it did. I thought it said something about confirmed or something, but Okay. So what do I need to do?
If you see it again, once you get everything settled, you can make sure once you, you know, sign up, put in everything, you look into your account to see if any charges came out to confirm if the transaction went through or not. But right now, there's no information with your name or the information you provided within our system.
Okay. Let me see. I'm on the web page where it says.
And just to let you know, within you entering this contest is also expressing that along with that shipping, it's not just going to be a shipping transaction. It's also going to be the subscription charge to come along with it as well. So other than paying just the shipping, it's going to be like a $49.89 charge to come out altogether.
Okay, see, it doesn't say anything about that. It just says $1 for shipping for this thing, this iPad that I already won or whatever.
Right, so that also within terms condition include the subscription charge because you do have to enroll into the subscription to complete the transaction.
Oh, man, they should put that on the front on the thing because they don't even have nothing like that here. It just says shipping information and it says credit card information. And then it says, you know, it just says basically like you're being charged $1. It doesn't even say nothing about that on here.
Yes, sir. You know, everything is within terms, conditions. All you have to do is scroll down and click on terms.
Okay. So I didn't even know that was part of it. All right. So what do I do now? I guess I don't get the iPad then?
Unless you want to continue on with the subscription each month. Yes, sir. You can still enroll into it if you like.
Okay, well, I don't have the money for the subscription. It's not in my funds. I only had like a couple dollars.
Okay, no problem. So you can just disregard the information.
Okay, can you exit me off of there or take me out of there?
Your information is not within our system, so we don't have anything of yours to cancel.
Okay, who keeps sending me this stuff? Because they keep sending me like every 5 minutes, they're sending me something that I will award this and I was awarded, you know, did Walmart said I got an iPad Pro?
If you subscribe to Walmart or something of that nature, most likely it's causing you to get certain emails and stuff like that. But if you don't want to continue with getting the email, just, you know, unsubscribe from getting them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because there's nothing. Where's it at? Spectrum Service Survey. I don't know where to. I can't find anything on here. Oh, it's the survey thing again. I just did the survey. All right. Let me see. Okay, claim your iPad Pro. It says iPad available. Please notice that you can only claim the iPad Pro in this special deal now. Exit at your own risk. First come, first serve. And then when I click on it, this goes to congratulations, you are today's winner. But I mean, why does it say winner? Is it like a law or something?
Your winner, your placement. You want a placement within the contest among other contestants who haven't. So, you know, just altogether, just disregard it.
Okay. All right, then. All right, I see the terms. I finally found the terms.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the policy of the website is respect or something. Privacy of our users to the store, privacy of your consent. This privacy policy of the website by using something. So is there like where's the thing for unsubscribe or whatever?
You'll have to look through your email to find a way to unsubscribe from it.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it then. Is there anything else that, y'all can help me with? Good?
No, sir. There's nothing else.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be here.
All righty. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Thank you for answering me and letting me know, letting me know that. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Bye.